Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Please share our work far and wide. We have a nation to wake up. I'd say probably about 40 to 50% of our nation. Folks, it can make a big difference. It really could. When you see something, you go, hey, Democrats need to know this. My friends who aren't quite as awake as I am need to know this. Please share far and wide. We're brought to you by the Nanosoma spray, and this is what took me off death row after I stopped taking everything else, steroids, antibiotics. Pneumonia, I got through okay. The RSV, strep lung linings, no. Now, this doesn't cure anything. What it does do is it strengthens your immune system to the nth degree and has general applicability. So where it helped me with my lungs, it can help you with another issue. The testimonials are flying in. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Brief report here is it's kind of a light day on the site and people are out having fun and doing things, and that's great. But I'm going to make a proclamation here. This is not for the Secret Service agents on the ground, not for the ones who got suspended to cover up for Cheadle's misdoings, and certainly for Roe's mismanagement of the resources allocated to Pennsylvania at Butler when Trump was shot. And there's some things that have come out in a hearing that's being chaired by Matt Gaetz. Dan Bongino, I'll tell you what, this guy is awesome. Dan Bongino might really, and I think certainly be considered to be the head of the Secret Service. If I were Trump and I got in, that would be a number one choice. His testimony has been absolutely awesome. And it's my pleasure to share a Rumble platform with Dan. He does a great job. And the truth just keeps coming. He's got a lot of this. I got a little bit of it. Other people have contributed some. But let me tell you what I got. Cheadle ordered, according to whistleblowers, the Secret Service to destroy the cocaine in the White House. That obviously belonged to Hunter Biden. I don't see any other person that would fit that bill, but yeah, Cheadle did that. The Secret Service is responsible for the shooting of Donald Trump for two large reasons. Number one, DEI. You have people, in fact, Dan Bongino said this, and other people said this too. They got women and goofy men who apply, who have no business applying, and they're just idiots. They're incompetent, but yet they're the right DEI designation. So we got to have them. Cheadle bragged about that. Oh, I've improved DEI. Yeah, but what have you done to protect the people that you're in charge of protecting? You've gone backwards. So DEI is one reason. Another reason is the Secret Service is beholden to the FBI. And I'm tired of Congress dancing around this issue. Well, maybe there's something more nefarious. There is. There is. If you don't see the FBI and Secret Service behind crooks' encrypted bank accounts, cremated his body. Wait a minute. Don't the parents get a say? No, they didn't get a say. It's an FBI decision. They had to cremate the body because they would have shown he didn't fire a gun that day. It's the same as Oswald. Simple paraffin nitrate test would have shown he didn't fire a gun. Why else would you destroy the evidence? Wouldn't you want to keep his body around for a while for more possible investigation? Of course, it's a cover-up. The other thing I found out, if a Secret Service agent sees someone on the roof, and they're in a prone position, ready to fire at the person you're protecting, you don't have to ask permission. Oh, unless they said you did. And I want the snipers to be put on notice that they need to be brought to Congress and put under oath and ask that question. Were you given a stand down order unless you got permission to shoot? They said, we had them in our sights. But why isn't Congress asking the right question? Why? The minute they saw him on that roof with a gun, it's take him out. There's no conceivable, what was he, hunting rabbits on the roof where Trump just happened to be speaking? There's no conceivable reason why he shouldn't have been shot immediately. Immediately. I actually think he's a psyop. I think he's mind control. But as I look at the evidence here, I'm going to tell you right now, the Secret Service was complicit in letting Trump's defense down, and they were repeatedly on this trial. Do you know on the trail of Trump, they repeatedly asked for snipers, and many times they were denied. Roe was the deciding factor as the operations guy. They're responsible for what happened. The FBI is covering it up. That's all I need to know. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Thumbs up, like us. Make sure you're a member of the commonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting.